Beis Hamed Aleph, the Gemara tells a story. Ula ikla lebei Rab Yehuda. One of the Chachamim, one of the Rabbanim, visited the home of another one of the Rabbanim. So apparently the Rav had a gabbai, like a Chassidish Rebbe goes with a gabbai. So Kom Shamei, so his gabbai walked over, there was a leichter, and they had a cup of oil with a wick in it, and it was burning on Shabbos. So the gabbai decided they were going to sleep anyway. He says, Ashad the gelf, why should they waste the oil with the wick? So he's not going to blow it out on Shabbos. He knows that's Chil Shabbos. So he drayed in such a way that the flame should go out. He tilted the cup in such a way that the oil should go on one side and the wick will be on the other side. And the mele, the flame is going to go out. So he was Mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. Not permissible. So that's what he did. Kom Shameh, the gabbai went, Zokap Leila Shraga, and he tilted the cup with the oil, with the wick, in such a way that it went out. Eisrei Rab Yehuda Liula. So one of the Rabbanim, the host, tells the Rav who is visiting, hey, look what your gabbai did. You're not even watching what he did. So he tells him, Shtetach and Abraisa, and Eisen Shemin B'ner, Chaim Shem Mavir, if you have a candle that's burning and you add on more oil, that's a malacha of Havara. On Shabbos, you're not permitted to do Havara. Some people make a mistake. They think that the malacha, from the 39 malachas of Shabbos, is Mechaba Mavir. But some people think that Mavir is only when you strike a match and you make a flame. If you rub two stones together and you make a flame. Even if the fire is burning and you put in a piece of paper, that's also Havara.
Stoking the fire, isn't it?
Yeah. Adding something, add a little more fuel is also Havara. You don't have to dafke create the flame, even if the flame is ready there. So that's what it says in the Braisa. I notice in Shemin Bener, a cup has oil and it's burning, and you add on a drop of oil, so that's also Malacha of Mavir, because it's going to burn longer.
So that, which Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda Shammai did it?
I think Ula Shammai.
But Ula was the visitor, he had the Shammai with him.
So
the Shammai of Rakat Rachmon is of Rabbi Yehuda's oil.
That's what it sounds like, So he quotes, Rabbi Yehuda quotes the Braisa to the visiting Rav. That it says Beferish and the Braisa, and there's in Shemin Bnei Chai Mishum Mavir. If you add oil, it's a malach of Havare, v'hamistapik menu Chai Mishum Mechabe. And if you have a cup of oil the wick is burning, and you take away, you put in, let's say, a spoon to take out a spoonful of oil in order to pour it on your vegetables, to make a vegetable salad. You're going to use that oil. So if you take away the oil from the cup that's burning, so it's going to burn less. So that's a malach of mechabe.
Even though it's going to happen later.
Even though it's not going to go out right away, right?
Same thing would be with wood. If you have wood there and move away the wood.
So it depends. Let's say I have a fire. Let's say the house is burning down. So the first thing you take out is the sefer Torah. Then you take out the svarim. Then you take out the furniture and so on. So the shaila is what he means. That's mechabe. When you take out the sefer Torah, it's mechabe because it would have. It would have, but it's not burning. If the thing is burning,
it's one thing,
and you put out the flame. So that's Tais's question over here. Why is it called mechabe? If you have a cup full of oil and the wick is burning, the wick continues to burn. But except the wick would have burned for 5 hours, and now I took out a little oil, so it goes out in 4.5 hours. So is that taka mechabe because it goes out earlier? So what then? If you have, let's say, a long candle, someone benches lift with a long candle. So on Shabbos, the candle is basis l'davar ha'as. So we learned in the Gemara because the flame on top is muktzah, so the whole wax candle is muktzah. So on Shabbos, you can handle it anyway. But let's say it's Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. So somebody bench licht on Yontem and the candles are not mukta, so you can move them around. So what if they decide they don't need long candles going to burn for 5-6 hours? They don't need it. So let's say they'll take a knife and they'll cut off the bottom few inches, so it'll go out 2-3 hours earlier. So Taisa says, does this Gemara mean to say that that's a violation of mechabe? That's mechabe. Why is that mechabe? Right now, nothing happened.
Change.
The most you can call it is gram kibui, maybe. I caused it to go out earlier than it would have otherwise gone out. But right now, I didn't do anything. So that's taka famous machlekes on this Gemara, Taisus and the Rosh. Why does the Gemara say hamistapik menu chay mishum mechabe? If you take out part of the oil, is mechabe. So the Rosh taka says that, if you... If right now this is all part of the Right now, this is all supposed to be part of the fuel. If the house is burning over here, the fire is over there, and I take everything else out, this is not yet part of the fuel. The rest of the all the furniture and everything in the house is not yet part of the fuel. But here, all the oil is sitting together in a cup, and this is the wick. So everything is the fuel. So if you
not,
take away part of it,
not necessarily it will reach there. I mean, talk with
yeah, eventually.
Even
it will.
If it will, even
I
if
mean,
it will reach there,
yeah,
but right
but
now,
I mean, right.
It's a separate.
If you can't add, if you can't add, you can't take on. Now it's. Mukubal, you can add shemen to it.
Yeah, if you add shemen, that's havara, because that shemen is going to burn later.
Take off them.
Okay. Oh, that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going
to
talk about.
What happens to the Shabbos clock? You forgot to put the Shabbos clock on, and it's like this is going to burn the whole Shabbos. If you flip the clock, it's going to go off at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
What is it? What is this like the whole cup of oil also?
That's mechaber, yeah. That's mechaber.
Even though it's going to burn for another 5 hours,
yeah.
Be like that. But here, this should be like wood because each time that
cool.
happens, the new electrons move around. But here, you just like you want to stop the move. Is that? I mean, there isn't. It's the same. I mean, because the oil that is in the. In the Con Edison, because of that?
Yeah, the whole system is set up that is going to burn a whole Shabbos, and now I cause that it goes off earlier. So that's Kibbuy. The Shaila is it Gram Kibbuy or is it Kibbuy Mamish? That's the Shaila. Is it Gram Kibbuy, which is only the Rabbon, or is it Kibbuy Mamish? That's a question.
The nair you put in the beginning, the nair Shlema, the long nair. You designate a certain time. You know how long it's going to burn. But when you're going to cut it off, you don't have the time, but you designate.
So it's going to burn less.
You put on a candle, you made a contract, the candle to burn 5 hours.
Okay.
Then in the middle you change it because you change the deal, you only wanted 2 hours.
So that's the Shaila. Does that constitute Kibbuy? So Tyson says not. Tyson says that's not Kibbuy. Tyson says he just took away part of the fuel. Mimela, it burns out by itself. Kibbuy is if I blow out the candle. But if I take away fuel and the mele, the flame goes out earlier, Tosfos says it's not Kibbuy. So why does it say here, I'm a topic man of Chaim Shum Mechaber? But Tosfos says no. It's talking about a case that when you put in the spoon to take out part of the oil and you pour it on the salad, right away the flame is decreased. Right away it's already diminished and it flickers and it's not glowing to the same power that it was before you took away the little bit of oil. But if you have a tall candle and you cut off the bottom, Tosfos says you didn't do anything. They don't think that that's a malacha of mechaber. And now the Rishonim disagree, the Rosh disagrees, and he thinks no. The Gemara says a kruvi bishul is a malacha. The Gemara says if there's food that's cooking on the fire, let's say there's a steak on the fire from Erev Shabbos, and the fire is such, and the steak is such, it's going to take an hour to get fully done. And because they turned it over on the coals, now it's going to take less time because it was already broiled on one side. The other side wasn't broiled. The other side is raw. So because they turned it upside down, so it's going to hasten the cooking process. So the Gemara says that a kruvi bishul constitutes a malocha bishul on Shabbos and Yechai. It doesn't say mefurish in the Gemara whether this is restricted only to bishul or it applies to all olam ha'tesovos malocha. So that's a discussion in the later Achren in the Mishnah Brura and the others a little before and after the Mishnah Brura. They're not sure whether it applies. Pashta says that all the malachas should be the same. Why should it only be by Bishul? If the malacha would have happened anyway, and because of my intervention, the malacha happens at an earlier time. So we assume that that's a malacha by all the malachas, not only by Bishul.
According to the place of this flipping this switch, flipping this electric switch on Shabbos to make it go out earlier, would be like a candle, no? Not like oil. Because you're not changing now anything in the land, in the light.
Right? I don't know.
Right.
See, Tosis says if I take away fuel, so the mele, the flame goes out.
Yeah, so.
Let's say I have a long candle and I cut off the bottom.
Yeah.
The mele, there's no more fuel, so the mele dies a natural death. That's not called mechaber. Tosis says mechaber means I blow out the candle, I put out the flame.
Yeah.
But if I didn't put out the flame, I take away fuel, and the mele, the flame goes out a little earlier, so Tosha says that's not called mechaber. But over here, I don't think so. Over here, it's not that I'm taking away... What's the case
of... You set a Shabbos clock, right?
Yeah.
There's a switch where you can put it down, it should go off 11 o'clock.
And I block the flow.
If you don't do it, If you don't do it, we're going to burn a whole Shabbos. What happens if I flip the switch? It should go off at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything to the light.
It's now still 10 o'clock.
It's now 8 o'clock still, whatever it is.
And then the mela later on, there's no more fuel going through.
Right.
So according to Tesis, that should be, yeah.
Yeah, there's no more candle, right?
I don't know. Tesis in the beginning raises the question, what's wrong with mistopic menace? So Tesis thinks that it should be gram kibbutz. They say, what's wrong? Tesis raised the question, what's wrong with mistopic menace? What's wrong with taking out some of the oil? Is it because it's going to go out earlier than it should otherwise? So the time of the worst that will be will be gram kibui, or gram kibui beyond the shari, or b'shabes nami ein achayev. Tesis writes. Tesis considers it gram kibui. That there is something wrong. They don't say that it's like taking away the sefer Torah.
Because
here the fuel is all connected. Here the flow of the electric flow is continuous. So since it's now burning and the flow is continuous, there is something there. It's not something like taking away fuel that didn't even become fuel yet. The Tesis labels it as gram kibui. That's questionable, but Tesis writes that gram kibui b'shabes nami eino chayiv, it's only the Rabbanon, and they write a gram kibui beyond the shori. Sounds like Tesis, the Magen Avraham calls this Tesis. Sounds like they're distinguishing between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sounds like they say, on Shabbos it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, so you're not Chayiv Chatos, and because on Shabbos it's only the Rabbanon, so on Yom Tov it's Het Gomer. A Gram Kiba beyond of Shari means on Yom Tov is Mutter and Gansin, and on Shabbos Gufa it's only the Rabbanon. That's why they never asked it on Yom Tov. They didn't go so far. That's the simple reading of Tesis. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. So that's what many poskim say la halacha like that. That Gram Kiba, that they call this Gram Kibui, cutting off the bottom of the candle is Gram Kibui. And they say that that gram kibbeh b'yantav is mutter. Gram kibbeh b'yantav is mutter, and gram kibbeh on Shabbos is also. That's why many poskim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Magen Avraham. Let's say you have a fire on in the house, on the stove, and you don't want the fire to be yantav. You're going to turn it off, it's going to be ashar lefim kibbeh. Not allowed to on yantav. So let's say a person will cook, let him take a pot of water. He wants a cup of coffee or tea. So let him fill up the pot all the way to the top. Don't just put a cup full of water. I fill it up all to the top. It's going to start bubbling, so it's going to overflow. It's going to spill over. It's going to extinguish the flame. So the mele, the flame is going to go out. Once the flame went out, so there's no malach in turning off the gas. That's not a malach. The only problem is when the flame is going, turn off the gas, then it's mechaber. But once the water overflows, how are you allowed to put the water on to cause the bubble over? So they consider that gram kibui. That right now there's a korech acher that didn't begin to function yet. The heat of the fire has to affect the water, that it should start bubbling up, and then it's going to go spill over, then it's going to extinguish the flame. So the Magen Avraham considers that gram kibui. That's what the contemporary poskim all write like that. What does it give a different shot?
The oil level of the lamp was low, and it was tilted so as to bring the oil close to the wick. When he put the other candle straight in the lamp, he caused the oil to flow away from the wick.
Yeah, that's the Pshat in Gemara. But the Shad is with the Taisus. Is this what Taisus means? That Gram Kibay Yontav is Mutter Legamrei, and on Shabbos it's Oshem the Rabbanon. So that's how the Magen Avraham quotes, that's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and that's the classical interpretation. The Chazon Ish denies it. I thought you were saying on Taisus. The Chazon Ish thinks that Taisus never said it. And he says, when you learn Gemara Shabbos, where does the Gemara talk about Gram Kibbeh on Shabbos? On Daf Kuf Chof, there's a Mishnah that there's a fire and the whole house is going to burn down. Unless he puts out the fire, the whole house is going to burn down. He has no place to carry anything. So he takes pitchers of water that are going to crack from the heat. So you put the pitchers of water in a location where the heat didn't reach yet. And then the fire is going to continue spreading, until it's going to come to the pitchers of water, and the heat is going to crack, and then the water is going to extinguish. Put a few pitchers of water in a row, and when the containers crack, the klecher is going to crack, so the water is going to extinguish the flame. So that's an example of gram kibui. It says in the Mishnah that you're permitted to do that. The gram kibui is mutar on Shabbos. So on that Mishnah, there is a machlokes between Tesis and the Mordechai. The Mordechai is one of the later Balei Tesis. The Mordechai and the Rosh and Agos Maimini were all Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg. That was the end of the period of the Balei Tesis. So the Mordechai's opinion is quoted in the Ramo in Shulchan Aruch that When the Mishnah says that gram kibuy is mutter, that's only b'makom seder, b'makom dleika. The house is burning down. He's going to lose a fortune of money. Shalom b'makom hefsed, or shalom b'makom choyle, shalom b'makom tzar gadol. Gram malach is also midirabbanon. But since it's only needed the rabbanon to b'makom dleika, when there's a fire, b'makom choyle or something, a tzar gadol, then you make a lanisa the rabbanon. That's shita samortchay. That's what the Rambam quotes.
Yontov
no difference between Shabbos and Yontov. The Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. The Mishnah and Shabbos is talking about Shabbos. Usually Beitzah is talking about Yontov and Shabbos is talking about Shabbos. So the Mishnah and Shabbos is talking on Shabbos that there's a sreifa in the house and he wants to block the sreifa from burning down the whole house. So he puts the pitchers full of water and they're going to crack when the heat reaches in another 2 minutes. And that's only Gram Kippur, so it's Mutter. So it says Mutter. So the Mordechai says not so fast. It's mutam and atayra tassim of the rabbanon, but b'makom deleika legozer berabbanon, b'makom hefsid meruba legozer berabbanon. And Taisus on the daf says not so. Taisus says gram kibuy is hetegoma. You don't have to have any seder, any choler, anything. Yeah. Istam hetegoma.
What does the rabbanon see to make?
One second. So the Chazanish claims that what Taisus says over here, gram kibuy beyontav shari, they didn't mean to make such a whole diuk that gram kibuy is mutar on yontiv. On Shabbos it's only awesome in the Rabbanon, yes, and on Yontif it's Mutter. Nah, Taisus meant Gram Kibuy Mutter b'Shabbos u b'Yontif. And then on the next nine, when Taisus writes to b'Shabbos nami ein echayiv, they didn't mean to make a contrast Shabbos versus Yontif. They meant that it's Mutter b'Ein b'Shabbos b'Ein b'Yontif. Gram Kibuy is Mutter b'Ein b'Shabbos b'Ein b'Yontif. You don't need any hefsed meruba. You don't need any makom chayla or anything. The Chazanish denies that's what Taisus meant. The Magen Avraham, we're so used to it. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who read the Taisus that they're making a contrast between Shabbos and Yontif. The Gram Kibuy is Mutter on Yontif, but on Shabbos is also, but it's only Potter Avolos. It's only an Issa de Rabbanon Einachai. And the Chazanish thinks that Taisus didn't mean so many Diyukim. They just meant that Gram Kibuy is Mutter, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yontif, as they wrote in Masech HaShabbos. The one who says that Gram Malach is Asim and the Rabbanon, all of the Malachim is like, that's the Mordechai. Yeah. So he says, good, we pass the like the Mordechai. The Ramoy in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Mordechai Ledina. So we shouldn't accept anything that Taisus says over here. This Taisus goes L'shitasim Zot HaChazanish. The Taisus Shita was in Shabbos, in the end, the Perikira, the last Daf and Kira, the Gram Kibuy is Het HaGom.
What is the
Kuf Chav. Daf Kuf Chav Amad Aleph is the Mishnah with the story. The house is burning down and he puts the pitchers full of water, and then when the fire comes it's going to crack the pitchers and the water is going to fall out and it's going to extinguish. So that's the Mishnah Kuf Chav Amad Aleph, and the Gemara explains it on Kuf Chav Amad Beis, a Pasuk based on a Pasuk. Loi Sasa Kol Malacha, only Loi Sasa Asihu De'asa Grama Shari. It's only forbidden if you do a Maisa. But if you only do Grama, it's Mutter. So that's the original Gemara. So the Mordechai on that daf on Kuf Chav says, not so fast, it's only Mutter because B'makom Gleika, the house is burning down, otherwise it's in Issa de Rabbanon. That's the Mordechai. And the Taisvis is not on that daf. The Taisvis is on the last daf in Perikira, in the third Perik in Shabbos. They're talking about Gram Kibuy there. So they say that Gram Kibuy is Hetter Gomer. They don't give the condition B'makom Gleika, B'makom Choyle or anything. Grama Stam Mutter. In Eretz Yisrael they developed the Grama telephones.
Yeah.
That's on the assumption that Gram Kibuy is Mutter is not only by Kibuy. Rather, in the Gemara it only says it by Kibuy. Yeah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, I think, from the Teferis Yisrael on Mishnayis. The Teferis Yisrael has a commentary on Mishnayis. And then in the beginning of Masech HaShabbos he has what he calls the Kalkelas HaShabbos, the basket, where he gathers together all of the Hilchos Shabbos. So he has every Malacha separately. Achorish Hazarei Akoitz Adosh HaMahamer. All the lamentas malachas and aravarf tarayin in the basket out of water, everything in that malacha. Their rice isn't the rabbanon's and minhagim and a taz and a pimagodim and a magen avram. Everything else are angemished. You have to read everything and then reorganize everything. It's like a basket. That's why it's called kalkelos hashabbos, the basket of Shabbos. Every malacha he has. So the Mishnah Berurah I think quotes the kalkelos, quotes every so often kalkelos hashabbos from the Tiferes Yisrael. So he quotes the Kalkelos HaShabbos and maybe the Shilta Gibarim also before him. They're misupik when the Gemara says Gram Kibuy is Mutter. Is it only by Kibuy or does it apply to all the Lamites Malachas? He's not so sure. So the contemporary Poskim assume that it's the same din by all the Malachas. Gram, it says Lo Yisasa Kol Malacha, and the drasha was on Kuf Chaf and Beis Asiyuhu Diyasa Gram Ashori. That sounds like it goes on all the Malachas. So that's why they developed Groma telephone. That when you call on the phone, you're in violation of different malachas, but if you do it in such a way that it's only a groma, so the worst is going to be is only the rabbonon. So b'makam deleiko, b'makam choyle, b'makam mitzvah gedoyle, b'makam hefsin merube, then you're allowed to use the groma. So that's the whole cool of the groma telephone. According to the Shitas HaTaisvis, the way the Chazon Ish pointed out, everybody can use the groma telephone. Gromas had the groma, there isn't even an issa de rabbona, but in the Shulchan Aruch we don't pass like that. In the Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of the Ramah quoted the opinion of the Mordechai, that that groma loch is awesome at the rabbonon, and it's only muta b'makam deleikah. And then the poskim say lav davke deleikah b'makam chayla b'makam mitzvah gedolah, something when there's a big shas hatcha. So that's the story about the groma telephone. I remember many years ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael, maybe 17, 18, 19 years ago, and at that time the stipler passed away. That was the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law. So, a week or two after the stipler passed away, they carried in the newspapers a letter that he had signed. It was his signature, you can tell, his handwriting. Many rabbonim signed these letters that they're opposed to the groma telephones. They're opposed to all the groma machines. Why? What are you making a groma machine? For the layman, everybody should use a groma machine? No, we're machmer on that. We're machmer like the Shitas on Mordechai. Only for a chayla. What kind of chayla are you talking? Usually it's a chayla mesukan. So he says, so let the doctor call regular. What do you have to make a dreidel? What do you have to make a dreidel? Strictly speaking, the din is, let's say the doctor has to be Mechal Shabbos for the chayla. You should do akal akal tchila. If you can avoid violating a deraisa, to do a derabbanon, make a double derabbanon instead of a single derabbanon. Whenever you have to do an aveir, whenever you have to, let's say a chayla has to eat tray for food. There's no brera. Someone's in concentration camp. Someone's in prison. If he doesn't eat the tray for food, he'll die from malnutrition. So Hatanish can brera. So he can eat the tray for food. So what if he has an alternative? He can either eat chazer, or he can eat chelev. Or he can eat chelev. So chelev is worse than chazer. Chelev is an isa koris. Chazer is only an isa malkus. So the Gemara has a whole discussion in the last Perek in Yuma. How do you determine what's machila mosa hakala kal tchila? When the chela has to eat some tray for food, you can either eat chelev or tevel. Tevel is misa b'day shamayim, and chelev is koris. The koris is worse than misa b'day shamayim. And chazer is neither. Chazer is only malchus. The chazer is less than that. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Which averis should you violate? So the same thing, the Tiferes Yisrael writes, let's say the doctor has to be Michal Shabbos to save the patient's life. So if he can get away with violating only the Rabbanon, so let him only do a Rabbanon. What should he do with the Raisa? If he can make it into a Shvuz, the Shvuz, a double the Rabbanon, it's good, but let him do a double the Rabbanon. So over here also, you should recommend all the doctors should get a Groma telephone. What should they violate? A Maloch of the Raisa? Let him lower it down to the level of the Rabbanon. So that's what these Rabbanon were concerned. If you're going to make it too popular, this Groma telephone, so then laymen are going to start to buy the telephone. They're going to start using it for their own purposes. I don't know exactly that it happened. I don't think it happened yet, even though they're not that expensive. I don't think it happened. No layman is really interested in using these groma telephones. So that's what the...
What is a groma telephone?
Who's going to answer?
A groma telephone, a regular telephone.
But
no, no, no.
I'm using a groma telephone
for
the layman. Who's
going to
answer
the other end? Well, he's calling a goy. He's calling a goy.
I won't call a Shemesh Shabbos.
Yeah, he called up to school. There's no way. Yeah.
The groma telephone, the system of the groma telephone is that when you dial, everything is done with a delayed reaction. It's complicated. It's very complicated how it works. I think they have a light beaming on another side, and if the light keeps on, something is rotating and blocking the light. It's a whole complicated system. So at the time that you're dialing, if there's nothing happened, everything happens later.
Delayed
reaction. When you use the groma telephone, it takes another minute. Takes another minute because everything is epis hasaras hamoneh. Everything is epis sedreit and backwards. So that's why, in principle, they work for the groma telephone because when the doctor has to be mechal shabbos, it's better to lower it to the level of the rabbanim. But they were concerned that it's going to come out of michshol. So they said they think many rabbanim thought it's better that they should use the regular telephone.
What about the use of the groma? Or let's say for a disabled person that is a wheelchair, which is not any more professional.
Also, but he can't function without it. The Poskim say if Grom is mutter b'makom deleika, when a house is hefsed merubah, so Grom is mutter b'makom choyle. They say choyle shem b'sakon also, choyle shem b'sakon. So that a person can't move around unless he has the wheelchair. So we would be mutter if you would have a Grom wheelchair. We would be mutter then. According to Taisus Shita, the way the Chazon Ish says, Grom is tamuta. And even according to the Ramo, who's machma like the Mordechai, that Grom is also the Rabbanon, only b'makom deleika. So the Pasuk will say, Lav gafkid leika hefsid meruba. Makom chol l'shem b'sakon is also your matter groma. You just have to make sure that it's a groma.
Like, Groma, didn't you say that it can't be a certain thing? Is that sufficient if it's just a delay?
Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, and he disagreed with the Marsham. The Marsham gives the definition of groma whenever it's a malach alach hazman. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's not correct. It's not enough that it's a malach alach hazman. If everything is all set up on a Shabbos clock and you do something now when it's a vadois that it's going to take place lachazman, he thought that that's called malacha biyadai. That just the delayed reaction itself, that's not a groma. It has to be something more than that. That the koach hacham yorba isn't even here yet. So by these groma telephones, it's not just that it's a delayed reaction. Everything is a double negative. They have everything all separate in such a way it happens to be a delayed reaction. Because it's a double negative. Because of that. Yeah. It has to be something more than just a delayed reaction. So that's so this is the famous Shaila. This is the famous Shaila. What's the story? Let's say if a person wants to turn off the fire on Yontif. Let's say someone finished cooking and the fire is very high on Yontif and the whole kitchen is going to get hot and the dining room is going to get hot. The whole house is going to get hot. So are you permitted to turn off the fire on Yontif? The Gemara talks about turning off the fire on Yom Tov because it's uncomfortable in the house. It's too warm. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to. So the Pashto says, you're not allowed to. That's the next Gemara. You're not allowed to turn off the fire on Yom Tov. What about to lower the fire? Maybe you're not going to turn off the whole fire. To turn off the whole fire, that's mechaber. What if you just turn it lower, but you still have a flame? So Ramosha Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas, he doesn't think that it makes a difference. If you're not allowed to turn off the fire, then you're not allowed to turn it lower either, because it says hamistapik v'menu, even though the flame is still burning. But if you took out a little oil and right away the flame begins to diminish, so that's also called mechaber.
Is this why, or is it mistapik v'menu because you're not going to burn for as long as it should? It would have.
Taisis didn't like that pshat. Yeah. The Rush learned like that. Taisis didn't like that pshat because it's not going to burn as long as it would have otherwise burned. So Taisis Lamsha, because right now you diminish the flame. So you see that even though the flame remains burning, but if you diminish it, it's also called mechaber. So Ramosha Feinstein writes, if one should assume that you're not allowed to turn off the flame, then you're not allowed to turn it lower either. Unless you're cooking soup on the flame, and the flame is so high it's going to burn, it's not going to cook it faster. Sometimes the flame is so high it's going to burn it. So then Ramosha paskins that mechaber is mutter b'mokom oichal nefesh. That's really a big machlokes. Is that true? The Gemara in the end of Shabbos talks about that. Usually Masechet Shabbos talks about Shabbos, but a little bit talks about Yontif. So the Gemara there raises the question, we know that you're permitted to do Eichel Nefesh on Yontif, you're allowed to cook on Yontif, and you're allowed to carry a flame from one flame to another. You're not supposed to strike a match, that's a Chumrah Midirabbanan. But if the flame is burning already, you can light another flame from that, so you do Havara L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. You carry food to the sukkah. Carrying is mutter l'tzarech al chanavish. Bishul l'tzarech al chanavish. What about mechaber l'tzarech al chanavish? We as gemol, how do you have mechaber for the purpose of al chanavish? So the Gemara says, let's say you have coals that are burning, and you want to broil steaks. I take a steak out of the freezer, and I put it on top of the burning coals. So isn't that both bishul and mechaber? The steak gets cooked, but the coals were flaming before. Yeah. And by my zetzing, by my placing the meat on top,
the juice
is going to cause some of the coals to become extinguished. Psikresha. So isn't that an act of mechaber? So do you not see that mechaber is mutter? So the Gemara says, well, that's mutter. Bisra agumre, to put flesh, bisra agumre, on top of burning coals, is mutter. So what does it mean that it's mutter?
Part of the cooking process.
Oh, so some Rishonim say it's muta because mechaber is muta. That's our chachal nefesh. Just like havara is muta, mechaber maver opposites. Maver means to make the fire, mechaber means to extinguish it. So just like maver is muta b'makom chachal nefesh, mechaber is muta b'makom chachal nefesh. Other Rishonim say no, it's not true. It's not a psikreishe. we're not so sure that the coals are going to get extinguished. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So since there's no, I'm not interested in extinguishing the coals, I don't care. And it may not necessarily happen that any coal is going to get extinguished. It depends. If there's a lot of juice coming out, so then if much juice will extinguish the flames. Just a little juice out there, so the flame will cause the juice to evaporate. So there won't be any mechavis.
Yeah, but even because it evaporates, as the juice falls down, it extinguishes a little bit the coal.
It may extinguish just momentarily and then flicker up again.
It extinguishes.
So that's a shot. Maybe that's not called mechaber. If it's just for a second.
It has to extinguish for a long time. Well, extinguish is extinguish. What's the difference for a little time or a long time? I mean, this is like playing around with a second, a half a second, a minute. What is the short time? I mean, why do you...
I don't know. I don't know, but if I'm not mistaken, I think there are three opinions in the Rishonim and not Gemara. Why is that? The Gemara says it's permissible.
Yeah.
You know it's permissible
right.
to put steaks on top of coals.
Oh, right.
Despite the fact that the juice is going to come out of the steaks and there is a chance that the juice will extinguish the flame of the coal. So that's it. So the Rishonim are not sure what is the moral of the story. So why is it mutter? So some say that kibui is mutter, but makom akodavish fighting is mutter. Other Rishonim say they think that that's not correct. How could kibbutz be called a tzarech achonavish? Kibbutz is a negative. Havar is a positive. You're making a flame. You're cooking. Kibbutz is you're extinguishing the flame. It's a negative thing. It doesn't lead. It's a byproduct that the juice comes out and it causes the extinguish. So the other Rishonim say that doesn't make sense in Svara that kibbutz should be muta the tzarech achonavish. They think it's muta because some say. I think some say that it's a Dovah Sheinim is Kavim, they don't think it's a Psik Reisha. And the others who insist that it is a Psik Reisha say, well, it's Kalach HaYad. They say that that's not the normal way to do kibbutz. If you have burning coals and you want to extinguish it, you take a bucket of water and you pour it out. You put steaks on top that the Jews should put it out. That's kibbutz Kalach HaYad. So whenever you do a Malach Kalach HaYad... But not all. Some of them are Kedarka. The original Psik Reish is not Kalach HaYad. The baby wants to play. That's Kalach HaYad. Right. The Gemara says that's Kalach HaYad. Okay. So other Rishonim say to do outright Kibui L'Tzarech HaChol Nefesh will be Oster. The only thing Ramatir is Kibui Kalach HaYad, which is the maximum. It's Oster on the Midirabbanon. All Malachas Kalach HaYad Rabbanon. The kibui de rabbanon, kibui kalach hayad, but makom achol nefesh that we're prepared to do. So now be'at hashayla, let's say I'm cooking on the fire. The fire is very high.
Yeah.
And now I want to reheat the soup. So I take out the yontif. I take out the soup from the refrigerator. I put it on the fire. That fire is so high, the soup will burn. Not that the soup will get cooked faster.
Right.
The soup will burn. If you have a very high fire on a kettle of water. The water's not going to burn. The water will get cooked faster. But if you have a too high a fire on soup, the soup will burn. So are you permitted to lower the flame?
Control the heat.
Does anishkin kalach hayad?
No. So you're doing it with your hands.
You're doing
it
with your
diet.
So that's oichal nefesh. That's kibui letzarech oichal nefesh. But it's not kalach hayad.
This kibbutz.
Not kibbutz. You're putting down.
Our Gemara seems to imply that's kibbutz.
Reducing the flame is kibbutz.
What?
Is there a shot about raising the flame? No shot, right?
Raising the flame is havara for the purpose of echal nefesh.
So why does it work in reverse?
Because it's havara.
It's a negative. No, because havara for echal nefesh we know is mutter. That we know is mutter. But kibbutz for the purpose of echal nefesh is a Gemara in Shabbos that says bitra gumri is mutter. To put the steaks on the burning hot coals is mutter. So the Rishonim had three ways to understand that Gemara. Why is it mutter? So some said it's mutter, like you said, kibbutz for echal nefesh is mutter. It's mutter. And others said not true. It's only because it's kalach hayad, so the whole kibbutz is only the rabbanon. But outright kibbutz for echal nefesh is aser. And others said because it's a dovish enim is kavan, we're not even convinced that it's a psik resh. But over here is mamish biyadayim. If you're going to make the fire low, so what's taka the din over here? So it's a machlokes Rishonim. So how do you paskin? So the Mishnah Brura always recommends you should be machmer. Oh, Mishnah Brura says be machmahi, machmahes, and the Mishnah Brura says like this. If you have, let's say you have four burners on the stove, so one burner is on, and it's too high for the soup. You are cooking up tea, so it's too high. So you have a brayer either to turn this one lower, or to turn on another burner,
lower.
Lo lechatchila. To turn on another burner, that it'll be a low flame lechatchila, not to make it high, then to make it low. If you're going to make it high, then low, then it's the same thing as over here. It's high, you make it low. So the Mishnah Berurah says, To do havara for echal nefesh, everybody holds mutter. To do kibui for echal nefesh and machlekes, it's preferable to do turn on another burner. Instead of lowering this burner, turn on another burner, that it should be exactly what you need. If you can't do that, if that option, you only have one burner, so then he says, bottom line, be paskin mutter. The kibui for the purpose of echal nefesh is mutter. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. And that's how the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa quotes. He always quotes from the Mishnah Berurah. Everything in the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. He says he doesn't think so. He says we, from all the three sheets of the Mishnah, he says we paskin bottom line that it's mutter. So he says mutter is mutter. So what's wrong? He says he doesn't think it makes a difference whether you're going to do a havara for echal nefesh or a kibui. The zelbe zachsa. Why should you have two burners burning? So he may as well do the kibui for the purpose of echal nefesh. It doesn't have to be kalacha. Yeah, he says we don't have to paskin like that sheet. Says we paskin like the sheet that kibui for echal nefesh is mutter.
Now they have stoves. Instead of starting low and going higher, it starts high and then you have to do it and make it lower. New stoves. So that would definitely not be.
Then you don't
control.
Gain, right? Then you don't gain anything by turning. Even the Mishnah Berurah will agree to turn this one lower, right?
According to Mishnah Berurah, wouldn't turning on that second light be like a fire which is not necessary? You already have a fire which is cooking. I mean, we have the example of lighting yard site lamps on Yom Kippur. You shouldn't do it because it serves no purpose. You have a fire, you're cooking in that fire, you put on a second fire, so that fire would appear to be of no use because you already have a fire there.
No, but the first fire is no good. I can't use the first fire to cook this soup.
According to these machines, it would burn the soup.
The first fire is too high, it's going to burn the soup. It's too high. I can't use the first fire in order to warm up the soup. It's going to burn the soup. You have to either lower the first fire or make a different fire. The Mishnah Berurah recommends do have burns. Instead of doing kibui, do have burns.
It's not necessary.
It is necessary. As it stands now, he doesn't have a fire that's useful. He has an option either to lower one fire. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's better, it's easier to violate havara than to violate kibui. So the worry should. Well, that kibui is also for him.
What if he puts a piece of black on
it? Okay, it means he'll lower the heat without doing any kibui. But that's a gorg building. He doesn't do any malacha. Good. Okay, that would solve the whole problem. No malacha. That's the best way. No malacha.
If you ever had the malacha, you ever had the malacha, right? So therefore, if you ever had the malacha, it gives you the opportunity to cook on the best possible conditions. Why do you have to make it high or low? You have to make it with the left hand, it should be difficult. Why do you have to make it difficult?
No, but if he doesn't have to do anything,
you are permitted ochal nefesh. You are permitted on the best possible conditions.
Yeah, but here he doesn't have to do any malachas.
But the fire is too high, so why should you have a high fire?
He can make the fire lower without doing any malacha by just using a blech. The lechari, then he shouldn't do any malacha. I think so. I think that's the best date. If it'll work. So there is a common practice that many people have that on Yom Tov after they finish cooking and the fire is burning high, so they won't turn off the fire in Gansim, but they'll turn it down as low as possible that it shouldn't become fully extinguished. So the question is this correct or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, his sefer, thinks that it's not correct. He writes like this. He says, if you assume that you're not allowed to turn off the fire on Yontif, then it's the Zelba Avera to turn it lower, to reduce it, unless you need it reduced in order not to burn the soup, and he has a long story against the Mishnah Berurah fire. But he says, if you hold that it's mutter, maybe it's mutter to turn off the fire in Gansin on Yontif. Mutter to turn off, then it's mutter to turn it lower. So that's a good shaila. So he says he's not going to write about that in his sefer. That's a good shaila. So on the east side, all the balabatim turn off the flame on Yontif because they know Rav Moshe used to turn off the fire on Yontif. That's what he wrote in his sefer. He's not going to talk about it. What happened was Rav Moshe Feinstein has a son-in-law who is a brilliant genius, Rabbi Tendler. So Rabbi Tendler, when he learned in yeshiva, printed a whole essay in the Beis Yitzchak, arguing the case that it's mutter to turn off the electric gas on Yontif. And then he writes in the last paragraph, and he discussed it with one of the G'dayli Hador, and he was masking with him. So on the east side, everybody knows that that's Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. He discussed it with his father and he said it's mutter. What's the reason why it's mutter?
That's talking about what they had a pilot light.
No pilot light.
In those days, pilot
line. Yeah. Doesn't even. I don't think it makes a difference.
No, it doesn't.
Pilot line is not connected to that.
It's connected to gas.
It's a pilot line. He said no.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. And what? And he said. Doesn't make a difference. With or without, doesn't make a difference.
Used to come be a guest in our neighborhood.
Pilot line.
3 years in a row. All 2 times he said no pilot line.
Yeah. So Rabbi Tendler argued as follows. He said, the gas is coming from Alaska. Or the gas is coming from Poughkeepsie. Wherever it's coming, it's miles away. And then the gas comes over here. So let's say there's a strafe in the house. So you don't want everything to burn down. So you take away all the things. So you're going to say that's kibui because I took away. No, this is potential fuel. This is all of the material in the house may catch flame if I leave it here. So I take it out before it has a chance to catch flame. So this was the argument that Rabbi Tendler had. When you turn off the gears, you're not, if I blow out the flame is burning and I go like this and I puff it out, that's mechaber. But if I don't blow out the flame, I stop the flow, so it doesn't keep on coming from Poughkeepsie, it doesn't keep on coming from Alaska. So there was potential fuel that was going to get all consumed over here, but it's like taking out all the storm. Taking out all the furniture that it shouldn't get burned.
What about electric then? Yeah. What about electric? What about electric?
Same idea. So Rav Moshe didn't write this in his sefer. He just writes if it's mutter to turn off the gas, then fashteitzich is mutter to lower it. And if it's aser, if you want to assume that it's aser to turn it off, then who adinami that it's aser to lower? Many disagree with this, and they think no, based on Tosfos. Tosfos says over here. Hamistapik ben Hashemish ebener chayiv mishum echaber. Chayiv chatos means it's a malacha deraisa. Why? He takes a spoon, he has a cup of oil, and he has a wick, and the wick is burning. So you dip in the spoon and you take away. Why? What's the mechaber? So Taisa says the bishul. How does Taisa say? The flame is going to be diminished. The bishul shechotechosam. If you makrish the mo'or shabor. If it lessens the flame.
Intensity of the fire.
So over here, I'm preventing the flow of gas, and mamish, a second later, the whole flame goes out. The perception is, the truth of the matter is that you didn't extinguish the flame. You just blocked the continued flow of gas, and the mele, it died a natural death. There's no more fuel to burn down and answer that. But the gimmick that you did was you took away, you prevented the continued flow, and right away the flame went out. So that's why others argue, based on the way Tosfos presents it here, that should be mamish mechaber. No, the Chazon Ish talks about the other part of Tosfos. If you have the long candle and it's going to, and you cut off the bottom, it's going to get extinguished later. The Tosfos sounds like they say that's gram kibbutz. That's gram kibbutz. But if you take out the oil now and the flame is diminished now, then Tosfos showed in the Gemara that's mechaber mamish. So that's why others don't agree with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe can understand it. It's not such an unreasonable position. What the Machmirim hold, that when you turn off the flame, you turn off the flow of gas, so right away the flame goes out. So the Pashtus is that it is Mechaber. Pashtus is that it is Mechaber.
How would you compare this to electric switch? This is a heter, if this is a heter about shutting off the gas, is an electric switch in the same category.
You put it off the fire.
It's going to go out in another 2 hours.
Yeah. No, right away.
Oh, right away to go out. And you just block the flow.
And the element still remains hot. The fire doesn't go out yet. Only you have a cover, electric cover, glass cover. And you turn off the electricity, the flame still remains hot.
I don't think that's the same though. You see, by a gas range, the gas is the fuel. Yeah. So if I block the continued flow of gas, I'm a mele, the flame goes out, a natural death. But over here, by turning out a light,
I'm blocking the flow of electrons.
But isn't that mamish mechaber? The electrons are the thing that make...
Because I think remains...
No, let's say
it takes a while. Okay, it takes a while. Let's say I blow it out. Let's say I have a candle, I blow it out. It also takes a while till it goes out.
Also, you have electron flow. As soon as you open up the switch, the electron stops flowing. It's the same over here. As soon as you... No, no, no.
But the flow of the electron, that's not the fuel. I think that's the fuel.
No, that is the fuel. The electrons cause the friction between the electrons and the wire. That's what makes the wire burn hot.
But the Havara is on the wire, no?
The Havara is not on the wire. The Havara is stopping the electrons.
It's
stopping the electrons and continue to go to the wire.
It's blocking the electricity.
I don't know.
This is what happens. The electrons go through the wire because of the friction, the thermodynamics.
No, electricity, let's say if you plug in a refrigerator, you plug in a fan or an air conditioner, so that's a question. What's wrong with that? What do we do? What's wrong? So most poskim assume that that's makaba patish with the rabbanon. The Chazon Ish hold that it's makaba patish min haTorah. Most didn't accept this opinion. But let's say you plug in a light and you have a filament that's glowing. So that was a machloikis. So the Marsham held that it's only the Rabbanon, it's only Havar, it's only Eishma the Rabbanon for different reasons. Because in the days of Kabbalah Sateret HaSinai, they didn't exist, they didn't have electric bulbs. And he says, whatever was in the Mishkan, the Gemara establishes what's an Avmalach and what's a Tolda. Whatever was involved in Asiyas HaMishkan is an Avmalach. Whatever was not actually involved in Asiyas HaMishkan, what was represented by what was in the Mishkan, so the Marsham adds on, and existed in the days of the Mishkan, it was represented, so that's a Tolda. What if it didn't even exist in the days of the Mishkan? They didn't have any electric bulbs, so the Marsham claims that it can't even be a Tolda. It's not even a Tolda. So he claims that that's only Havarim and the Rabbonim. To turn on an electric bulb, is the worst it could be, is only Eish and the Rabbonim. Rab Chaim Eiser disagreed with him, and he held that it's Havarim and Atarah, just because it didn't exist, electric bulbs didn't exist in the days of the Mishkan. Yeah, but it was represented by what they did things in the Mishkan. So whatever we do that's similar to what was done in the Mishkan is a Tolda. And he said, to demonstrate his disagreement with the Marsham, he used to go out of his way to say, Bar Miari Hoesh on the electric bulbs on the Tzoy Shabbos, that everybody should see that he holds that as Mamash Eish.
Isn't there a type of point by Mohammed Barzel?
He said that did exist in the days of Maimon Har Sinai, days of the Mishkan. Same thing, the same thing, yeah. Same thing. So I always thought that the electrons flowing in caused the filament to glow. So I thought the Yesh is the filament. This causes that to glow. And if you turn it off, so you have the thing over here and you just did kibui?
No, the electrons, all they do is friction between the atoms.
So I have the thing that was burning before, now it's not
burning.
Electrons
aren't burning. The electrons cause the burning.
Causes that, right.
Just like the gas caused the flame, the electrons caused the wire to get hot.
I thought the gas doesn't cause the flame. I thought let's say you turn on the gas and there's no pilot light. So the gas runs? When you strike the match, then you're causing the gas to burn.
Yeah.
So the ash is really the flame, and the thing that's getting burnt is the gas. So if I block the gas, I don't have any fuel. So Mamela dies a natural death. Someone reaches out, maybe some shani dies. He dies from old age. So the flame goes out. There's no more fuel that goes out. But over here, when you pull out the plug of an electric bulb, the thing is here that was burning.
No, nothing is burning in there.
Glowing.
The only thing is that what the power supplies is pushing the electrons through the metal. That's all the stuff.
A gimmick to cause the filament to glow.
Right.
So now I have the filament and it's not glowing. So that's like blowing out the flame. I would think that the turning off the light is like blowing out the flame.
You stop the push. That's
okay.
All you did.
So it's the same thing.
You stop the push. That's why it's not burning. The filament is only burning when you're pushing the electrons through. When you push
off, like the gas,
you stop the electrons
wire.
Pushing through the wire. I don't know.
So the wire was here before, was glowing, and otherwise no longer glowing.
But the electrons are not pushing through it. So you're stopping the electrons from pushing through. It's just
In that sense, I see it's the same as the gas going through. But I still don't think it's the same. The gas going through is the thing that's getting burned. The havara is on the gas.
Here, nothing gets burned except what gets burned is the oil in Con Edison, where because it causes these electrons are not going to get moving back and forth unless you have pushing them.
So that the electrons to the gas. The gas is burning. The electrons are not burning.
The electrons are not burning, and the metal is not burning. It's only the friction
between the
two.
But the metal up within is considered as if it's burning. We consider the metal
that's glowing. The flame is also burning.
No, but
the gas is burning.
The gas is burning. So when I stop the fuel, so the flame goes out. There's nothing more to burn. Here, there is something to burn, but it took out the flame.
There's nothing. Nothing is burning. The you don't lose any electrons. You don't lose any metal.
Yeah, but the Halacha considers it as if that's burning. That's what he said. Burn your hash on the metal. When you hamachamim is hamateches until it glows, and that's called havara. Even though nothing, even though it's not getting consumed.
I've spoken from Professor Lev about Rashmal and Kohan and all this.
Yeah.
That's a big book on
that. Behind, that's the book that we got to read. That's the book that has to read.
My brother reminded me that when the Rekasha came to the Pioneer Countries of Ananda, he put the light on. Everybody went,
that's a different Shiloh. That's a different Shiloh. The Mishnah says later in Beit Sur that on Yontav it's permissible to light a flame from an already existing flame. But to strike a match is forbidden. So it's usually what's the difference when you strike a match or you have a fire is burning, I take a piece of paper and I put it in the same Aloha of Havar. So it's assumed that it's only a difference mid the Rabbanan. On the level of the Reis it does make a difference. Now Chumra mid the Rabbanan, the Tanoim prohibited us from striking a match. You have to be moiler esh mechadish zasa. You have to be taken esh from an already existing esh. So this was a big machlokes when they started with the electric bulbs.
Yeah.
So the Aruch HaShulchan published the whole tshuva, not the Aruch HaShulchan. He published in a separate essay in one of New York Torah journals. He sent it in the mail and it was printed here. And other rabbanim held also that to turn on the electric bulb on yonta, that's not called moiler esh mechadish. That's the current is flowing. If you turn on the switch,
huh? It's not flowing.
When you turn on the switch,
with anything else, certainly you're making complete circuit. It's certainly be mark of a party, whatever in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Chazon Ish held that whenever you complete the circuit and something happens based on it, he thought that that's makom hapatis derais. And others thought that the maximum it can be is only makom hapatis derabon.
I once had the shower, I asked the hof two showers about it. I was a hof and a shul for a year. One of the showers was that they used to put on the light on Shabbos, but I should take a stand about it. And the other shower said I should take a stand, and this is said I should not take a stand on it.
To turn on the lights on Shabbos, the bulb.
Another Shabbos,
Yontif.
He said that the other, one thing I shouldn't give in, and this thing I shouldn't make up.
Well, he himself used to be made up. Rav Soloveitchik himself used to turn on lights on Yontif years ago. I think later years he changed his mind. So that's what many held when they first came out with the electric bulbs. Many held that it's permissible to turn on the electric bulb on Yontif. Yeah, that's not called Moiler Esh Mechadish. Moiler Esh Mechadish means you have to work hard. But if you just hook it up and you complete a circuit in the Moiler, the current goes in, that would be Mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this a little bit in the following way. He says if you have a match, so to strike the match, that's Moiler Esh Mechadish on Yontif. So that you're not allowed to do, even though you need the fire. What if I have a match that has a tip on it, and if I would strike it, it would work, but I don't strike the match. I have coals that are very hot, but they're not red. The coals are black. So Alpidin, when the coals are red, when they're glowing, that's called Esh. When the coals are black, then it's not considered Esh, but it's very hot. So if I'll take this, the tip of the match, and I'll put it on the burning hot coal, which is black, it'll ignite. It's gonna go up in flame. It'll combust. So is that considered moiler esh mechadash because there is no esh, or is that considered mutter because you're not striking a match? It's hot, and the heat is transmitted from there to there. You're not creating the heat. The heat is there. The heat just goes from the coal to this. So he quotes from the Ksav Sefer, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Ksav Sefer, that's the son of the Ksav Sefer. He remembers Bialdusa when he was a child, that many Gedolim used to be Mekel on that it's permissible. That's not called Moiler Esh Mechadish. And then the Mishnah Berurah says you should be Machmer, that you shouldn't be Mekel. So many, the Aruch HaShulchan and others, held that this was analogous. that over here also, you're not really working hard to be Moiladesh Mechadash. If you just complete the circuit, Memela, the electrons will flow over here, and then Memela, this thing is going to light up. So many Gdolim held that it's permissible to turn on electric bulbs on Yom Tov. And then when some of those Gdolim wrote this, there was a great Goyen in Switzerland who wrote, Rabbi Breisch, wrote the Shadus and Tshuva. So the first volume was printed before the war, many years before the war. So he has a Tshuva also, he's Makel on turning on electric bulbs on Yom Tov. And he throws in Ubifrat, and especially that the Marsham writes that turning on electric bulbs, the worst it is only a Malacha Derabbana to begin with. We're not dealing with a Malacha Deraisa. And to be more, the Reish Mechadish itself is only a Derabbana. To strike a match itself is only a Derabbana. So he's dealing with a double Derabbana to begin with. So that's when Rabbi Breisch sent around his Sefer to different Rabbanim. He wanted a Haskamer. On the Sefer, so many Rabbanim gave him a Haskamer. And Rabbi Zalman didn't want to give him a Haskamer. Rabbi Zalman was no longer in Slutsk. He used to be the Rav in Slutsk, and he had the yeshiva in Slutsk. And then he was already in Eretz Yisrael. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim. So he writes a humorous letter. He writes, when I was the Rav in Slutsk, and I was in the area, I was in the field of Paskin and Shailas. So that was my field, Shailas and Tshuvas. It would make sense for me to give Haskam. He says, I'm not in that field anymore. Give Shirim and Ishi. What do you mean, not in that field? The same field. he only gives Pilpulim now. He does, never says anything. He only gives Pilpulim and doesn't say Halacha. So he says that, so he writes that he's not in that field anymore, so he can't give a Haskama. But one thing I want you to know that you wrote wrong. That you quoted the Marsham who says that turning on lights on Shabbos is only the Rabbana to begin with, and therefore the topic that you're discussing about turning on the electric bulbs on Yom Tov to begin with is a double the Rabbanan to make a Mekel Zayin. So he writes, I want you to know that Rab Chaim Moshe held the Marsham was wrong, and Rab Chaim Moshe's opinion has to be accepted that turning on electric bulbs on Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa. So he printed, Rabbi Breisch printed it together with all the Haskamas because nobody reads it anyway. It just says Haskamas and you don't read. That letter was not Haskamas. Obviously, he didn't like. Rabbi Breisch had a Galiziana style, not anything wrong, it's a different style. And Rabbi Zalman Meltzer didn't have a Galiziana, he had a Litvish approach to Paskin and Shai.
Also, especially this point was very
Yeah, but this
point.
Is only one point from the whole Sefer, yeah. So he wouldn't get so upset. But apparently, he didn't like the whole style. It's a different style of Paskin and Shai. So he writes, he's not in that field, he's not qualified to give Haskam, but he writes this point in the letter. That he doesn't accept that shuva for sure because Rav Chaim Moshe held the other one.
Let's say concentrating the sun rays on Shabbos to start a on Yom Tov to start a fire.
A
magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Would you be allowed to do that?
I don't think so. That's mamish moiled eish mechadosh.
Why? The sun's heat is there.
There's heat. There's heat, but there's no fire.
Heat and light is heat and light is the same thing. It's just a different wavelength. But
but alpidin is not the same thing. Light is one. Heat is one thing, and fire is a different thing.
You didn't start a fire.
No. Let's say Rav Moshe has in his chuvis. Let's say the flame is on. Let's say the stove is on, and you need the fire higher.
Yeah.
So that's not moiled eish mechadosh. The fire is on. Or if you have a pilot light, and you turn on the gas range. So the pilot light causes the gas to catch flame. So that's not moiled eish mechadosh. That's mutter. What if you have an electric stove, and it's on, and you want to make it higher? Yeah. You want to make it higher, lower, whatever. So Rav Moshe writes the details like this. He says, sometimes the electric stove is on and the element is black. It's not red, right? Because it's not that hot. You put your finger, you'll burn your finger.
Yeah.
But when it's on low, so it's black. When you make it higher, then it starts to glow. It turns red. So he says, when you have coals and when you have metal that's burning hot but it's black, that's not considered eish. When it's heated till it glows, that's what the Rambam quotes at the Sefer, then it's called eish. So Rav Moshe says, if you have the element is on, the electric stove is on, but the element is on low and it's black. And then you turn it higher, so it turns red. So that's called moiled eish mechadosh. That you're not allowed to do. Not allowed to do it even with tzarech hachol nefesh. Or let's say the element is on and it's very hot, and you want to make it lower. So if it's red and it's going to remain red, so that's not called mechaber. What if you're going to turn it from red, it's going to become black? So then it is mechaber. So you have your ASIC with the kibui l'tzarech hachol nefesh. It's a mutter. It's an asa. Okay, that's a discussion from before.
But now on the electric stove, they're like a 3, 4 minute, 5 minute delay. When you turn it on, it doesn't get red immediately. And when you turn it down, it doesn't become black immediately. There's almost up to 5 minutes delay on it because the stopper like on light, it switches on, which is totally delayed. That the switch does not always relate to the color of the what name. It does not control it.
But I know that it's going to change
colors. Everything is a cause. It's a grammar. It's a grammar because if it doesn't do it immediately, then it will be a grammar.
I don't know if that's called a grammar. I don't think that's called a grammar just because it's going to take a while. No,
but how does that differ? Takes a while. How does that differ from lighting a match and against the dark coal? If you light a match with a dark, hot coal, it's okay.
No, the Ksav Sefer writes, he remembers Gdolim who did it, but he recommends you shouldn't do it. Mishnah Berurah quotes, you should not do it. Now, there were those who stuck with that position. You may do it, and then from that they extended that you light to turn on the electric bulbs.
Yeah, but then on the electric stove, it's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But the recommended opinion is that you shouldn't do it by the match and you shouldn't do it by the...
Electric stoves, there's another problem. There are two types of stoves, besides that. There's a stove when you switch a button, you shut one and you open another one. Yeah. Then there is a continuous element where you are a rheostat, where you just change the same bar
gets redder. Right. So if it's a different bar, if this one goes off and that one goes on, then you did mechab and you did mavir. And ganzen two different things. The whole maneuver is only if it's the same bar. Okay, this is the Gemara about the Havara and mechabah here. There is a medrash that says that I think for 40 years during the Bayis Sheni, the Ner Maravi and the menorah never went out.
Shimon HaTzadik.
40 years of Shimon HaTzadik. So as I'm medrash, I don't think it says it in the Gemara, but it's a medrash somewhere. That for 40 years straight, the Ner Maravi stayed burning all the time. Not just that it stayed burning for 24 hours, it was burning forever and ever. So the Yisra Chaim Akasha, the Gedolim is Kasha. So how are you yotzei the mitzvah of hadlakas ha-menorah? The mitzvah of hadlakas ha-menorah has to be done every day. You have to be madlik the menorah. And it says that in the Medrash it was burning the straight the whole time, so they never had to light it. The Ner Maravi never had to be lit. It was burning for the last 40 years. So that's what they say, the name Rav Chaim and others. If you add one drop of oil, that's called havara. It says, Anoshin Shemin B'nei Chaim Mishum Mavir. So some argue, they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim, some Chassidish Rebbe, they said, maybe every day, late in the afternoon, they just dropped in one drop of oil, and that was called halakas ha-menorah. So they quote the others, they quote Rav Chaim, and others said they don't think that that's a satisfactory explanation. If you put in a drop of oil into a container where everything is burning, it's a malach of havorah, but can you call it halakas ha-menorah? Hadlakas ha-menorah means that there's no fire. And you're madlik the menorah. You're not talking, did he do an act of havar? Did he do a malach of havar? Did he not do a malach of havar? It's not the same thing. Hadlakas ha-menorah means you have to make yesh meyan. You have to be madlik. Yeah. So that's what they say. It's a pella. How could there be such a tradition, such a medrash that the Ner Maravi was burning straight for 40 years? So you're not... So you killed the mitzvah? If it's burning straight, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah? What good is it you have a kunst?
You could lit the other candles.
Yeah, but you want to do the mitzvah on all seven? You're supposed to be madlik all seven every day? Mm-hmm. So what kind of a... Anes ben Hashemayim to kill the whole mitzvah?
Isn't there also a mitzvah to clean the menorah?
You can't do hatovah either. You have to clean
more than hatluk. Hatluk is lit bezor, hatovah not.
Right.
But Hanukkah, do you have to have hatluk or you have to have the light and burning?
No, you have to have hatluk.
You have to do the hatluk. Yeah. You have to do hatluk is the mitzvah. Yeah. Anyway, this is a very important Gemara. This Gemara that Hanos and Shem ibn Echai Mishumab, I'm a stop man, Echai Mishumab. He distinguishes, he says, when you have a candle, the whole fuel is one unit here. When you have a cup of oil, all of the oil in the cup is already called the fuel, and it's already part of it is burning already. But the gas that keeps on flowing, so maybe the first 3 inches that are near the flame, maybe that's called the fuel. But you say the fuel that's all the way down there, a mile away, how can you consider that one unit of the fuel? So when you block it over there, when you turn off the gas, they say it gets blocked off a few inches away from the flame. It doesn't get blocked off right before the flame. Yeah. So that's what Rabbi Tendler convinced Rabbi Moshe that that's not
the. But you said here that the reason why it was different than by a candle because it flickers right away, right? And you still forget, you haven't seen the action.
Yeah, that's why most don't accept Rabbi Moshe Tendler's kula. Okay?
They should ask Mrs. Tendler.
What do you mean, Mrs. Tendler?
What she does?
Rabbi Moshe Tendler convinced Rabbi Moshe Feinstein that it's
okay.
Rabbi Moshe Feinstein did accept it.
He did.
And it's Yadu on the east side that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein used to turn off the flame on the fire on Yom Tov. But Rabbi Tendler convinced him that it's Mutter, and many others don't accept this Kuba. Rabbi Moshe knew that it was Mefukpok, and in Sefer he writes, he'd rather not write about it. Mm-hmm. He writes it's a question, he doesn't want to write about it in a Sefer. Okay. Oh my Rav, Kinova Shori.
What does the word Rav Hadata mean? He didn't watch him, or it means he doesn't hold it?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
I just had Mur Shabbos Lav Hadatai when the two Pshutim Lav Hadatai Rashi says either he didn't hold like this or Lav Hadatai means he doesn't hold it.
He didn't intend.
Over here, I don't think so.
He didn't realize.
I wasn't watching the Gabbai. I wasn't watching his Zicharasa.
That's what I learned, but then I saw some place when Lav Hadatai.
That Lashon Lav Hadatai.
Lav Hadatai, the same Lashon.
But over here, I think what it means is I wasn't paying attention in his Zicharasa. You're not allowed to do it. Now the Gemara has a memory. Amar Rav Yudit, whatever. Someone, one of the Amoraim says that it's permissible to do something on Yom Tov. What is he talking about, this kanva? What is it? So Rashi says when you have a candle burning, so a lot of times the wick is going to have a big
black
knot in it. And it's in the way of the flame. The flame doesn't burn well. And if you will remove that black little thing over there, so the flame will be clearer. Yeah. It'll be better. So the Gemara is saying that it's permissible to remove that on Yom Tov. That there's no malach involved. So Taisus shows that there's a Gemara later that says the same thing on Daf Knova Shori, the Taisus says. So there's a Gemara right on Daf Lama Beis where it says the same thing, but it uses a different term and says, Mochtin esaner beyontiv. What is mochtin esaner? You're permitted to remove the black spot. The Gemara calls aduchi chushcha to remove the charred part, so the flame will burn better. So how come over here it's one lashon there, it's a different lashon here, it's one mandam and there, it's a different mandam. Why did they put them together if it's the same thing? The Taisa says they think they're two different things, talking at two different times. Both permissible. The Gemara says there. The Gemara says here it's permissible. But there are two different coolers. One cooler is after the flame already went out, and I want to use this wick again a second time. I want to relight it, so I'm going to pour in more oil, and I have this wick that has this black lodge of char in the middle of it. So I'm permitted to remove the char. There's no malacha. And the other Gemara is talking while the flame is burning. Even while the flame is burning, you're permitted to take it out. There's no violation of Mechaba. Adarabba, you'll cause it to burn clearer and better and brighter if you remove it. So the din is, like Taisa said, it's permissible both while the flame is still glowing and after the flame went out. In both cases, you're permitted to remove the black part that's in the way. The other Gemara has a Shaila. One of the Chachamim asked Abai, what's the din in the following case? A couple is married, and they were interested in having marital relations, and there is a din that it's forbidden. It's forbidden to have relations when the light is on. If the light is on in this room, let's say the light is on in the hallway, and it's shining into the room, that's permissible. The light is on in this room, it's awesome. So is it permissible? Ma lechabes hasanem ipnei dover acher. Dover acher. He doesn't want to say tashmish amita explicitly. So a loshen nikiya. So he said mishum dover acher. Is it permissible to be mechabes haner? What's the shaila? We have a din that mitoch shuuch with the tzarcha chanav shuuch with hamishalol the tzarcha chanav shlongi ab tzarcha yom tzas. Whatever malach is muta fras hanefesh, you're allowed to do that malach le tzarcha yom tzas. Let's say what we learned at Tosis and Shabbos outside of K, it has to be this malacha, not stame. All the malachas are mutter for tzarach hayom k'tzas. No, you have to judge each and every malacha individually. Bishul, Bishul is normally done for Echal Nefesh. You're allowed to do Bishul for Tzarech HaYom Ktas. Let's say I want to cook water in order to wash my face. So I'm allowed to cook water to drink the hot coffee. You're allowed to cook water to wash your face. Let's say to carry. I want to carry the food into the sukkah. I want to carry food into the park to have a picnic on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to carry food. So maybe you're allowed to carry a talis to shul also. Whatever malocha is mutter for Echal Nefesh, so that malocha is mutter for Tzarech HaYom Ktas. So that's why Tosfos has the kasha. Let's say the fellow is homeless. He doesn't have a house to live in. He wants to build a house on Yom Tov. Bona. Is he allowed to build a house on Yom Tov? Tzarech HaYom Ktas. So a sukkah. He doesn't have a sukkah. He wants to build a sukkah on Yom Tov. Is a mutter. The Tosfos says, well, making cheese is a malocha bona. The Gemara says, not strange Gemara. Making cheese is a malacha bona, and on Yontif, if you're allowed to make cheese, the Gemara says you're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif. Taisa, that's only with the Rabbanim. But in the Torah, you may make cheese because really Echal Nefesh. Taisa in Megillah says that making cheese on Yontif is an Issa Deraisa. But Taisa in Shabbos holds not so. That making cheese on Yontif is only an Issa Derabbanim, and on Torah it's Mutter. So Taisa says, see that bona is Mutter for Echal Nefesh. You're allowed to make cheese in the Torah. So if it's a bonus mutter for Echal Nefesh, let it be mutter for build a house because it's cold, they have no place to stay. Tosfos had to find that bonus mutter for Echal Nefesh. Each and every malacha that you want to be matter, the Tzarech HaYom Ktas, you have to find that malacha is mutter for Echal Nefesh. The Gemara has a shayla here. He wants to have the Tashmish Amnita, the married couple wants to do a malacha of Mechabe for Tzarech HaYom Ktas. So the shayla is Mechabe ever mutter for Echal Nefesh? If Mechab is Mutter for Echal Nefesh, then you go next step. Maybe it's called Tzarech HaYom Ktas, then you go and find, is it ever Mutter? So that was the big machlokes in the Rishon. You're allowed to put, we just mentioned before, you're permitted to put the steaks on top of the coals, even though the juice is going to come out and may extinguish the flame on the coals. So there were three opinions in the Rishon. The Gemara says Mutter in the end of Shabbos. So the question is, but why was it Mutter? So some said because it's only Kalachayad, but to do real kibbutz for Echal Nefesh, takanat Mutter. And others said, no, Rav Moshe Paschal like the others is a mutter. You're permitted to do real kibbutz mamish, the Tzarech HaYom Ktas. Here, that's part of the issue here. That's part of the issue. You only allow violation of a malach on Yom Tov, the Tzarech HaYom Ktas, for all other purposes, if that malach is sometimes mutter for Echal Nefesh. That's part of the shayla, is kibbutz yevim mutter for Echal Nefesh. Another part of the Shaila is we had a gigantic Rashba. We had a long discussion here. This Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, just facing Amud, that Beisilo permit you to heat water to wash the face, front of the other Raglav. The Shama say you're not allowed to. Lo Yechem Onim Chamel Raglav. You're not allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to bathe your feet. Unless it's Roy L'shtir and you have leftover, then you can use the leftover water for washing the face and the feet. Beisilo Matir, Beisilo say you're allowed to. Or what about to make a bonfire in order to keep the body warm? To make a fire in order to cook food on a fire? That's mamish avora for the purpose of Echal Nefesh. But if you make a fire in order to keep the body warm, so Beisham may say, that's not Echal Nefesh. Echal Nefesh is only literally eating food. Beisil will say it's permissible. So there's a long, long Rashba, gigantic, two long columns, had a big presentation over here on this topic. Why do Beisilah say it's mutter? Is this Beisilah l'shitasim that they say mitoch? They talk about carrying the shofar to shul and carrying the lulav to shul? Tzarech HaYom Ktas. Oh no, maybe this Beisilah is even better than mitoch. This is called Echal Nefesh Mamish. Maybe all Hanuas Aguf are Echal Nefesh Mamish. He quotes the Pirush HaMishnayis Lo HaRambam says the second way. That all Hanuas Aguf are Echal Nefesh Mamish. So these are the two aspects that come up over here. They asked Abaya Shaila, are you permitted to be Mechabes Aner? Mishum Davarach, what's the Shaila? So one part of the Shaila is maybe Tashmish Amita is Echal Nefesh Mamish. Maybe you don't define Echal Nefesh as eating and drinking food. Hanoas HaGuf is also called Echal Nefesh. Okay. So if you call all Hanoas HaGuf Echal Nefesh, so maybe Kibbutz is Mutter, the Tzarech HaYom Ktas. Maybe Kibbutz is not Mutter, because Kibbutz is a negative malachim. Maybe it doesn't make sense to say Kibbutz should be Mutter. But we do Kibbutz all the time for Allah. You put Bisra Gumri. Yeah, maybe it's Kalach HaYad, maybe it's Mutter because it's a double Shein in Miskaven, who says it's a Psikreshe. And maybe outright Kibbutz for Echal Nefesh is also. That's one way to understand the suffix. Or if one should assume that all other Hanoas HaGuf are not called Echal Nefesh, then you have to say the suffix, but it'll be called mitoch. So the shayla is mitoch is only mutter on such a malach, which is sometimes mutter for Echal Nefesh. So is kibbutz yever outright kibbutz? Is outright kibbutz mutar for chon? Ever shall be mutar for tzarach yom tzas? So this was the shadow that they asked of Abai. So Abai says, kibzachan ander heitzer. Like we said before, if the fire is high,
yeah,
so we said, what are we going to do? So he said, put a blech, and you don't have to do any malach. You don't have to do mechab, you don't have to do mavir. So that's what Abai says. Don't, if it would be any other day of the year, you turn out the fire, you turn out the light, the fire thing. If it's yontif, so he says, efshe b'bayi sach, go to a different bedroom. So they ask him, ain't lo b'bayi sach, he doesn't have another bedroom. So what are you going to do? Efshe lasis la mechitza. The halacha says, it's also v'shamish mitasa b'fnei ora aner, if the ora aner is in the same room. So he says, put a mechitza up. True, the light will be shining into the bedroom, but it's, the light is in a different room. It's mutter. So they asked the Mishael, what if ain't lalas mechitza? He doesn't have anything to make a mechitza. He doesn't have, the din is that you're not allowed, says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to make a mechitza hamateres on Shabbos. If there's an air, or there's a sefer Torah, let's say, in the room, and it's also to have tashmish amito, so if you put it in a different room, then it's mutter. So if you're going to erect a mechitza, if you're going to spread a mechitza, in order to be mater, tashmish amito, that's considered oil aroy, that's called ein oisim oil aroy betchila b'shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. If you already have any way a mechitza that's a portable mechitza and it's moving, it's, you can move it around on wheels, the mechitza is standing over there, so I can move it over here, then it should serve a mechitza standing up anyway. Mechitza standing, but if you don't have a standing mechitza and you want to spread one out, so to spread such a mechitza on yontav would not be muta. That's called oisim ein oisim oil aroy betchila b'shabbos. So Abai says, make a mechitza. It doesn't mean make a mechitza. It means if you have a portable mechitza on wheels, so move it over here. So they ask him, what if he don't have? He doesn't have another bedroom and he doesn't have a mechitza, so what can he do? So Abai says, cover over the nair. Cover it up. Bottom line, it doesn't have. Hotnish can underrate. So what do you do is a mutter. So Abai says, bottom line, it's awesome. Bottom line, it's awesome. Why is it awesome? Either because kibui is never mutter for echal nefesh, and maybe kibui, Rav Moshe Patton's kibui is mutter for echal nefesh, but you don't say, maybe Hozi, you don't say mitoich, maybe you don't extend it to say mitoich over here, because the kibui itself is a negative malacha. It's not really leading into it. It's difficult enough because the Rav Moshe was maker like those who showed him that kibui is mutter for echal nefesh, but the same mitoich on top of that is also. So Abai says also. So the Yestam Akasha, but it says Beferish in the Brisa that it's Mutter. What do you machma if it says Mutter? Eisvei Yest Akasha, it says in the Tosefta, Ei Mechabenes Habakas, Kidei Loches Soler. Have a log of wood in the furnace, and it's burning, and I finished eating the meal on Leil Yontif. Why should I leave the rest of the log? So I'll pull out the log from the fire, and I'll put it in such a place that it'll extinguish. The flame will go out by itself. I don't have to pour water on it. I'll pull it out, and it'll go out by itself. So it says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not permitted to extinguish the fire on the log in order to save money. However, if your interest is not really to save money, but rather the whole house is smoking up, or it's too hot in the apartment, so you want to put out the fire to feel more comfortable, you want the whole house shouldn't smoke up. Let's say the fire is too high and the soup is burning, so then Moshe said you're allowed to make it lower. So then it says that it's mutter. So stay beferish, you're permitted to do kibui, not only to be misakin that the food shouldn't burn. He doesn't want the whole house to be full of smoke, or that it should be too hot. So stay beferish that it's mutter. So what does Abaye come up with a chumri? He says that it's aser, if it says that it's mutter. So Abaye comes and he says, he thinks that braisa that says mutter, that may be following the opinion of Rav Yudah, who says Rav Yudah is the biggest makel. In Hilchas Eichal Nefesh, he says, not only is Eichal Nefesh mutter, even Machshira Eichal Nefesh is also mutter. And the other Tanaim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They hold, no, only Eichal Nefesh is mutter. What's an example of Machshira Eichal Nefesh? Let's say the person wants to eat his meal and needs a fork and a knife. Fork and a knife is broken. It's twisted backwards. It's a dray. So he wants to straighten it out. So if you fix a broken fork and a twisted knife, that's a malach on the sack and mana. So, but it's a tzorech al nefesh. Yeah, but it's not only tzorech al nefesh. We went through it already. If it would be a disposable fork and knife, he's going to eat one meal and then throw it out. That's called eich al nefesh mamish. But he's going to fix the knife and the fork. It's going to last for a couple of weeks, or a couple of months, and maybe forever. It'll last in its corrected state. So that's called machshir eich al nefesh. Rav Yehuda says it's still mutter. And Achachamim Amachma, what is the Nukudis Amachloikis? The Pasuk. It says, Achashayach Lachonam Shulabada Yeyose Lachem. So Lachem, Rav Yudah Darsha, Lachem, Lachol Tzarchechem. You're allowed to do a Malach on Yontif to take care of any and every of your needs, and it's even Marbe Machshir Echonam. And Achachamim say, no, Lachem is not, Lachem Lol Yakam, Lachem Lol Gavoya. Lachem is not such an inclusive statement. Lachem lechol tzarchechem is not a kula. Adarab, lachem is a chumra. Only for a yid, not for a goy. Only for a person, not for a behemah. Only for a human being, not for gavoya. It's a limitation. So there's a machlek is whether lachem is marbe heterim or lachem is coming to restrict. So if you hold like Rabbi Yudah that lachem is implying more kulas, more heterim, so then you can say like this brisa that you're even permitted to do kibui. But Abai says, since we don't hold like Rabbi Yudah, hold Machshir Echol Nefesh, not allowed to do a malacha for Machshir Echol Nefesh, so we don't darshan lachem the way he does lachot tzarchechem. So Abai thinks that for the purpose of lachabas hasanefesh, shul davar acher, is not allowed. So here Tosfos and all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. We do paskin like Rabbi Yudah. And this shaila, whether Machshir Echol Nefesh is mutar arasa, the fork broke or the knife broke in the middle of Yom Tov, he has no fork and knife to eat with. He wants to fix it. So Taisa says, but the Gemara says that halacha is like Rabbi Yudah. So Taisa says, yeah, but the Gemara says later it's halacha the ain morinke. You're not allowed to paskin like that in public because it's too much of it. The Balabatim already know everything is mutter. You don't have to tell them the things are mutter. You don't have to tell them. You tell them something is mutter, they'll think too many things are mutter. So even though the Psak Halacha is like Rabbi Yudah, it's Halacha Be'emar, and you shouldn't publicize such a head. So Tosfos gives the first suggestion. Maybe Abai said, also because you're not allowed to tell the Balabatim that it's mutter. If a person knows on his own, if Talmud Chacham knows on his own, so privately he's allowed to do it. But the Paskin in public, not allowed to. That's the first suggestion of Tosfos. So if you're really a Talmud Chacham and it's something private in the house and no one's watching, so the din is that it's mutter because we're fasting like Rabbi Yudah. Then Tosfos says the last Tosfos. Inami yesh laimar, and that's the popular answer that the Ramban and many other Rishonim say. When the Gemara says we really fasten like Rabbi Yudah, it's not 100%. We make a compromise. A little bit we fasten like Rabbi Yudah, but not all the way. If you have a broken fork and a broken knife, what's the time of eating food?
Yeah.
That's called machshir eichal nefesh, so you're closer. It is a had the shaykhis with food. So there the din is like Rabbi Yudah. Halacha be'emar ken, you shouldn't publicize it, but the din is that it's mutter. But over here, this is not even for food, this is l'tzarach davar acher, so this is even less. So that's what Tosfos says, Inami yesh laimar, d'hod d'sharin d'midrash alachem, we paskin like Rabbi Yudah, we don't paskin all the way like Rabbi Yudah. This brisa we will not paskin. The Rabbi Yudah over there by the broken knife, we will paskin. But this brisa we don't accept everything the Rabbi Yudah says. Hanadavka b'dav shorecham nefesh, as the shaykhis with eating food.
But you see, by carrying, you don't go only the fell nefesh. You say, since you're allowed to carry the food in the sukkah, you're allowed to carry the talis.
That's mitoch, yeah, that's mitoch.
Yeah, so.
But it's the Abai says, mitoch. On kibui, he doesn't want to say because the whole leichal nefesh and kibui hinktunter itself. Half of the rishonim are not so happy with the whole thing because it's the negative malach. When you do kibui, the malach of kibui doesn't really help you in the cooking. It doesn't enhance the cooking. It's just that the fire is too big; it's going to burn the soup. So you have to do a malach in order that it shouldn't burn the soup. But the kibui doesn't enhance the cooking in the soup. Without the kibbutz, you would have had a major problem. Now you did kibbutz, you solved your problem. But the kibbutz doesn't lead positively. It's a negative thing. It's a negative malach. So those are the 2 days in Tosfos, and the second day is the more popular shita, that we paskin like Rabbi Yudah only halfway. Then the Gemara has such a similar shaila, such a related shaila. Boy mene abay me rabba, abay yasushal malach abisad leke biyontif. You're not allowed to extinguish a flame Shabbos and Yontif, but on Yontif there's a heter Reichel Nefesh, and there's a heter Tzarcha Yom Tzas. The house is burning down. Mm-hmm. So on Shabbos the only heter is Pikoch Nefesh. The house is burning down, so I'll lose $1 million. But no one's life is B'sakon. And Shulchan Aruch says that B'zman HaZeh, that we have a lot of apartments together, and the whole city can burn down, and some old person or a child may be trapped in the fire. The whole city burnt down.
Yeah.
So in Shulchan Aruch it says that the houses are close to each other, it's a suffix sakona. So you do put out the flame. You're permitted to put out the flame. Then the Ramah quotes an Ozarua. If you're next to a guy, even though you can evacuate the both houses and no, the rest of the city, no sakonas nefashis. So the Ramah quotes an Ozarua that the guy may kill you. If he's going to find out that you, for religious reasons, didn't put out the fire, he may kill you, or he may kill someone else. So that's a richtige sakonas nefashis. But in the Ozarua, it says the reason why it's mutter is because it's kibui, it's a malacha shen tzvich l'gufa. Because kibui is only malacha deraisa. If you put out the flame, and you're going to use the charcoal. But if you just put out the flame in order to save fuel, in order to save money, that's only a malacha derabbana, because it ain't tzvich l'gufa. So the Ozarua says it's permissible to do kibui if you're afraid of the guy, he's going to get furious. Because considering that kibui is only the rabbanon, so for a malacha the rabbanon, does a ginuk safik sakana. If it would have been a malacha the raisa, you would have had to have a real safik sakana. This is not such a real safik sakana. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, why is it not a real safik sakana? The guy will really kill you. He doesn't understand why. He burned down his house for religious reasons. So he says, he doesn't understand why the Ozarua said it's only mutter. Because the kibui is an entvich l'guf, because you're not going to use the pech. We said, why? Even if it's a malacha derais, it's also mutter. If it's a real chashash, it depends, Mestam, it depends.
If it's a
suffix sakon is even a vait leifig, a suffix sakon is also derech a malacha derais. But if it's really a ridiculous suffix sakon, then it's not derech a derais, but that's what the Ozarua is mechadish, it's derech a derabon. Even a very far-fetched suffix sakon that people are not nervous about, is enough to be matar the rabban. Like the Gemara we learned in Sanhedrin, in the third parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says Rabbi Yannai was an amor who lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time that Shemitah was only the rabbanon. So he permitted the balabatim to plant during the Shemitah year in order to pay the taxes. Because if you don't pay the taxes, they put you in prison. You can die from starvation. So Tosis says on that Gemara, you don't have to say the Shemitah is the rabbanon. Even if Shemitah is the right, so they can put you in prison, you'll die from starvation. The suffix sakana. What prompted Rashi in the first day in Tesis to say that the Heter is only because Shemitah is only the Rabbanon? So they held that that's chaloyim, that's far-fetched. Well, he's going to put you in prison. Once in a thousand years it happens. Not so common that somebody dies in prison because of tax evasion. Because he was lazy and he didn't plant. And the male Shemitah, he takes off a year, doesn't plant, he has no crop to give any taxation. No one's going to, it's going to be a miserable year. Because the government is going to be harassing him the whole time. Why he didn't do any avoda by the shnas hashmita? But it's not really going to be a suffix sakana. So if it's only an isa derabbanan, so even a vait lefik a suffix sakana is also called sakanas nefashis. If it's a real isa deraisa, you have to have a real suffix sakana that people are nervous about. It doesn't have to be 50-50, even if it's less than 50-50, but it's a suffix sakana that people are nervous about. But if it's only an Issa Derabbanan, even if it's a far-fetched stuff that the people are not really nervous about, that's enough to be matter in Issa Derabbanan. Anyway, so this is the Shiloh over here. What if there's the whole house is burning down on Yontif? So on Shabbos, the only heter is Sofik Sakon. So if there's no Sofik Sakon, there's no heter. On Yontif, you have a heter to do Malacha Letzorah Hayom Tzas. He's going to lose $1 million mansion. So maybe that's also Tzorah Hayom Tzas. He doesn't use everything in the mansion on Shabbat, on Yontif, but he wants to have his mansion. So maybe that's cool, that Tzorach HaYom Tzas to be Mekel on Yontif. Abai asked Rab, Malach HaBesad Leke B'Yontif, is it permissible? Zok Tavza, Hech Dike Sakonis Nefoshis, Lokom Avoyli, if there's a suffix Sakon of Ashtetza, Afilu B'Shabbat Shori, Shabbat is also Muti, Kikom Avoyli, Dein Tzik Yishai Liz, Mishum Ibud Momen, I don't want my house to burn down. So is that called Tzorach HaYom Tzas? He tells him that you're not allowed to. Rabbi Paskin, you're not allowed to. So Abai asked him the same kasha that they asked him before. I have a brisa that says if you're afraid the house is going to get smelly from smoke, you're permitted to extinguish the logs. You're afraid the house is going to get full of smoke, you're allowed to. And the whole house burning down is not a Tzorach HaYom Tzas. So if you're worried, your word Kadesh Alei Sashan Abai is called Tzorach HaYom Tzas. So why not burning down the whole house? So Rabbi gives him the same word that he said before. This story must have happened earlier. Here Abai was a Talmud, he asked his Rebbe Rabbi, and before the Balabas, he asked Abai, he just spit over what Rabbi had told him years earlier. So Rabbi told him that Braise probably goes lach, Rabbi Yudit is the big Mekel Lachem Lachot Sachem, but we don't pass him like Rabbi Yudit. That's why it's forbidden. Okay. Right, so the same, so it explains. Either we pass like Rabbi Yudah about halacha the morin came, or we only pass in part like Rabbi Yudah when it's really machshirei echal nefesh. when we bench Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk which brachas you have to say. So the Gemara says you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo over the fact that he gave you the food. That's the first bracha, Hazanas HaKol. Then the second bracha, when they came in the midbar, when they ate the man, that's all they said was Hazanas HaKol. They didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. Well, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo because he promised that he's going to give us Eretz, so we didn't get it yet. When they came in Eretz Yisrael, and they were Yishuv Ben Nun, so Yishuv Ben Nun had to compose the second bracha. Noidelecha, Baruch Atah Hashem al Ha'aretz, Yalamon. You thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo for Eretz Yisrael. But they didn't have a Beis HaMikdash yet. So the days of David and Shlomo, when they built Yerushalayim, and they built the Beis HaMikdash, that's V'chatur Zvata V'chatur Hashem Elokecha, you thank the Rebbeinu Shalom over the food, Al Ha'aretz, thank him for Matan Eretz Yisrael, Al Ha'aretz HaTayva goes Ha'ar HaTayva Zeba Halvonim, that separate bracha on Yerushalayim. So when they built up Yerushalayim, and they built the Beis HaMikdash, they added it. So this all learned out from the Pesukim. So then the Gemara says in Shlosh HaShachla, when you bench in the middle of Noidelecha, you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom also for Bris Milah and for Chukim and for Torah. And Tosis writes in the second parak, Rashi and Tosis writes in the second parak in Brachos, that's a din deraisa. That's what the Gemara had a suffix on Daf Chof, where the women are mechuyev to bench men at Torah. Now, why shouldn't women be mechuyev to bench? What's that? Mitzvah says this, Zman Groma. Women are mechuyev just like men. It's not a Zman Groma. Just because if you wait 10 hours after you ate the sandwich, you can't bench. That's not called Zman Groma. The food disappears. My grandma means calendaric. Yeah. There's a man on the calendar. Here there's no man. Whenever you eat the food, you have 72 minutes to bench. You have an hour and a half to bench. That's not called my grandma. So what's declared? Whether women... The Mishnah says women have to bench. The Gemara is not sure whether the women's obligation to bench is Midatayra or Midirabana. So why should it only be Midirabana? So Rashi and Tosis say because the women don't have Bris Milah. So they don't have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo for Bris Milah. Women are not mechuyev to learn Torah. So you don't have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo for the Torah. So you see, the Gemara is mistook, since they don't have to say that, so maybe they're not mechuyev in anything. The whole Shiloh only makes sense if the requirement to mention Bris and Torah and Chukim is really Menat Torah. So from the Gemara would appear that it's Menat Torah. So the Shiloh, but where's their Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'chatur v'svata v'rachta v'sashem alakech alarat v'sator v'shan al-salah. Doesn't say you have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo for the Bris Milah and thank him for the Torah and thank him for the Chukim. So they say over the name of the Panav Yisrael that he thought that that's all Eretz Yisrael. You thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo for Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? A secular Eretz Yisrael? No. And today's Seder, we read about Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave in Lech Lecha. Rebbeinu Shlomo gives Eretz Yisrael as a matana to Avraham Avinu. And then he says, "Bavo eida ki irashenu beizah schus." Then he says, "Bezchus hakrabas hakrabonas," and you have to heat up the mitzvahs and you have to learn Torah. So he's the Chanindian giver. First he gives him Eretz Yisrael, and then he says, "But just a minute." Conditions. You only get Eretz Yisrael if you do. He makes so many conditions, it's impossible. So it's like he took back the whole matan of Eretz Yisrael. So the answer is, there's not conditions. He says, I give you Eretz Yisrael. Let's say I give you a Cadillac. I give you matan of Cadillac. Okay. And then I tell you, but you have to know how to drive. So I'm going to teach you how it works. I tell you, you have to step on the gears. So you say, no, but I want to step on the gears in the back. I say, it's not going to work. The matan is not going to work. The matan only works. You have to stick in the key, and you have to buy this kind of gear. So you buy the wrong kind of gear, it's not going to work. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, but then he said, this is the way it works. If you're not going to have Torah, this is the way you live in Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to have Torah, Bris Milah, and Chukim, and Mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael is not going to work, so the Matan is going to be useless. It's not that he backed that. So that's what they say from the Panav Yisrael, that the requirement to mention all of these things in the second bracha in Birchas HaMazon, why? Because it belongs in the second bracha. It's not conditions. This is the way Eretz Yisrael works. And if you don't have all of these, if you don't have the key, you don't have the right kind of
convince gift. Yossi Beilin.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Absolutely convinced.